Presidential candidates Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton have both been spending a lot of time in North Carolina lately. Perhaps no state has them closer in the polls or harder to call. North Carolina is a mix of rural and urban, black and white. It's also a state with a huge military presence. Fort Bragg is the largest military base in the world, and more than 700,000 veterans call the state home. Their votes will be crucial come November, but hard to predict. The World's Jason Margolis spoke with a few veterans about what's motivating them as voters this year.
David McLennan has been to a lot of political rallies in North Carolina. He's a political scientist at Meredith College in Raleigh. He studies the crowds and has noticed something unusual at Trump rallies.
You know, it's loud, raucous crowds, but you don't see people who appear to be current or former military.
McLennan says when George W. Bush, even Mitt Romney, campaigned in North Carolina, military folks came out in force. Historically, the military vote has gone solidly Republican, but many historical patterns don't hold true this go-round.
In part because the two candidates aren't typical candidates for president.
Donald Trump has expressed more isolationist views than recent Republicans. Hillary Clinton is more hawkish than her party predecessors. The other thing that's unusual this year, how deeply unpopular both candidates are. I met Trump supporter and Army veteran 34-year-old Andrew Malone at a restaurant in Cary, North Carolina. His answers were typical of what I heard from vets supporting Trump.
I would have to say, in a more honest answer, that I'm voting for him because I don't want Hillary Clinton to be president.
Why is that?
Well, I don't even know where to start with that question. Beyond the lying, you know, you constantly hear people say all politicians lie, but she's trying to set a record.
Malone served in Iraq 10 years ago. I asked which national security matters were most important to him, ISIS or tensions with Russia or China, to name a few.
Well, it's just the simple fact that you have to ask me the question with that many options is what's at the top of my list. I mean, pick one.
Malone says he's absolutely been offended by a lot of Trump's military-related comments. For instance, Trump questioning John McCain's service because he was captured in Vietnam. But Malone calls those, quote, stupid remarks, ones that he can get past. He puts the blame for many of the world's problems at Hillary Clinton's feet.
I look at her job as Secretary of State. I think she did a terrible job as Secretary of State. And I don't think she's going to make a good president.
But other veterans see Clinton's track record as a selling point.
She's been in the Washington area for a long time, and her experience as Secretary of State is without a doubt very important.
I met 27-year-old former Marine Dean Castaldo, also in a restaurant, this one in Greensboro. I asked him if he'd describe himself as pro-Clinton or anti-Trump.
So this is a loaded question, right? I do not think that Donald Trump possesses the requisite skills to be Commander-in-Chief at this point.
Get more specific there. Like, what scares you about Donald Trump?
So I guess this is what I would say, right? If I had a junior Marine and we were discussing these issues, I would say I'm not going to tell you to vote for either one, but what I am going to say is think about who you personally would want to be your platoon sergeant. Who would you want to be your commanding officer? And do you want somebody that has experience in dealing with the multitude of issues that the president will have to deal with? Do you want somebody that at least at the end of the day gives you that feeling they're going to take care of you?
Castaldo thinks Trump is looking out for his own self-interest and doesn't trust the man's temperament. According to recent polls, just half of military and veteran voters have confidence in Trump's ability to be commander-in-chief. Yet many of those same voters say they'll still vote for Trump. This helps explain why I couldn't get any enthusiastically pro-Trump veterans to speak with me. Dean Castaldo, the Hillary voter, offered to bring some pro-Trump military friends to lunch, but they all backed out.
For many of those Trump supporters, they're picking him because of things that their gut is telling them feels right. The things he says, you know, it reassures them that, you know, America's going to be great again and that, you know, we'll have increased military spending and this and that. But I think when some of those people do a little bit of soul searching and they really start thinking through what he has said, they realize there's not a whole lot there. And so that uncertainty and that lack of confidence in him, I think that plays a very important role as to why they're not going to talk with the media.
I also asked Andrew Malone to bring an avid Trump supporter. Initially, he said no problem. But in the end, he also failed.
I think that it's important to realize there is a stigma to verbally, publicly expressing support for Donald Trump. I know a lot of people that privately will tell me that they absolutely support Donald Trump, but if I were to bring that up around other people, they would shy away from that because they feel like they're going to be attacked.
Add it all up, it makes this already unusual election even harder to gauge. North Carolina voted for Barack Obama by just 14,000 votes 8 years ago. What happens here this go-round, that's anybody's guess. For The World, Jason Margolis, Raleigh, North Carolina.